Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for April 13th, 2007. This week, we'll hear from Justin Warner about the family lives of some ferocious arachnids and learn about the thinnest material ever made. But first, Chelsea Wald answers this question from a listener who visited us in February at the AAAS Family Science Days in San Francisco.
May told us that she learned that stars burn by fusing atoms together to make heavier atoms, like hydrogen to helium and helium to carbon. But she also learned that stars don't have enough energy to fuse elements heavier than iron, like gold, copper, and uranium. So she wondered,
where are all our other heavier elements from then?
To answer this excellent question, we turn to Virginia Tech chemist Joe Merola.
The only way to get that extra big blast of energy that's required to take those elements and make them even bigger and bigger and bigger by squeezing together some of the smaller ones is in the process of a supernova.
That's when a massive star explodes as it dies. As supernovas are relatively rare, so are the atoms they make. If you have a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or visit scienceupdate.com. If we use it in the podcast, you'll win a Science Update mug.
Thanks, Chelsea, and thanks to May and everyone else who have asked great questions. If we haven't answered yours yet, don't worry, we're working on it. Teenagers are known for extreme mood swings, generally blamed on hormones. Now scientists may have figured out why. Neuropharmacologist Cheryl Smith at the State University of New York Downstate Medical Center explains that during stress, the body releases a chemical called THP that causes a tranquilizing effect on nerve cells in the brain's emotion center.
So it will allow you to adapt a bit to stress, to not feel as freaked out and calm down a little bit and be able to handle the stress.
But in young mice, she found that hormones during puberty alter these brain cells. So when THP reaches them, instead of triggering a calming effect, they trigger extreme anxiety. If the mouse model holds true for people, it's easy to see why stress that seems mild to adults could lead to anxiety in young teens. And if you have teenagers, you may sometimes feel like they have split personalities, sweet one moment and hostile the next. Justin Warner tells us that scientists were surprised to discover that this could also describe one species of arachnid.
Picture a mother affectionately caressing her children as they snuggle together at home. If that's too sentimental, imagine that everyone in the family looks like a cross between a spider and a scorpion. Cornell University entomologist Linda Rayer works with these arachnids, commonly known as whip spiders or tailless whip scorpions. And while they're best known for violent fights, she's discovered that they have a surprisingly sensitive side. One day in the lab, when the lights were low and all was quiet, she noticed a mother whip spider and her young gently touching each other using their long feelers or whips.
Their whips were sweeping over one another very slowly. The mother came to this group and the youngsters turned around and faced her, and they started touching her palps, and her whips were touching all of the youngsters, and their whip activity increased dramatically. And then she moved to another group of two youngsters who turned around and faced her, and she touched them, and they touched her. And then she moved over to a third group of youngsters and repeated the whole process. And I was watching this and just went crazy.
She says this kind of non-aggressive touch is extremely rare among arachnids, even between mothers and offspring. Further research showed that the young whip spiders purposefully huddle with their siblings. What's more, they were much more friendly towards siblings than non-relatives, even when they hadn't seen the sibling in a long time. Rayer says the whip spiders become much more violent when they reach sexual maturity and suspects their gentle upbringings haven't been observed in the wild because the young slip easily into crevices and blend into backgrounds.
Thanks, Justin.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way.
Good Day Sunshine has never been considered one of the Beatles' drug-related songs, but Dana-Farber Cancer Institute researcher David Fisher reports that the same process that leads to the release of melanin, the skin-darkening pigment, also releases opium-like compounds called beta-endorphins. He says that may explain addictive behaviors associated with sunbathing and tanning salons. In other tanning news, Ohio State researchers have found that a compound in brown seaweed may protect cells against skin cancer. Whether applied topically or ingested, the chemical reduced skin cancer substantially in laboratory mice. Finally, Chelsea's back to tell us about a material so thin it makes tissue paper look like a brick.
A few years ago, scientists created the thinnest material possible, a coating that's only one atom thick. It's called graphene, a form of graphite, the so-called lead in a pencil. Now, two teams of researchers have created freestanding sheets of graphene, which even recently was thought impossible. Physicist Andre Geim of Manchester University in England says that despite its thinness, graphene is remarkably strong and stable.
To break bonds between carbon atoms in graphene requires a stronger force than in the case of diamond. So that's the toughest and at the same time lightest membrane.
That means sheets of graphene could be used in many high-tech applications, including platforms for single molecules, filters for very light gases, and transistors for computer chips.
Thanks, Chelsea. Well, that's all for this week. Next time, we'll answer a listener's question about what an itch really is. In the meantime, visit us online at scienceupdate.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.